Sound and Country Vision on Siren Radio with Tessa Snart and friends, opening up a whole continent of music and magic.
I've been looking for a while, been close a couple times. Man, she's hard to find. And towns everywhere along the map, well, I've traveled there and back, and I wonder where she's at.
Kit Moore there with his new single, She's Mine. And of course, he was the headliner on Saturday's The Long Road Festival, and I did attend. So welcome to Sound and Country Vision with your host, Tess. And this is a Long Road special. I'll be taking a look back at all the events and all the artists that performed there. And of course, what better way to start than with a Kit Moore track. But next up, let's play another track by Lachlan called Drive. They performed there on the Front Porch stage, a really, really cool stage. It, as the name suggests, it was a house with a front porch, just as if you was in Tennessee watching somebody play guitar. It's fantastic. So here's Lachlan and Drive.
Baby blue Ford has got me trucking down this cotton filled road. Fast or slow, honey, I don't care, as long as I'm anywhere, anywhere with you. Cause all I wanna do is drive, drive, drive.
to stop and we're gone again. Gravel flies, knocks the rust off the bed of my truck. We can ride this ride until the tough falls off. So come on, let's get lost. Lost in the way that you got me feeling, taking me places I've never been. You've given love a brand new meaning, like a tattoo on my skin. So hold on tight and scoot on over. Girl, you can never get close enough. Let's push it past the limit, chasing this thing called love. Drive, drive. Who needs the songs on the radio when I can hear the beating of your heart? Mile markers let us know how far we've come and how far we're gonna go. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's drive, drive.
Lachlan and Drive there. It's a really great song. And while at the festival, I caught up with creative director and organiser of the Long Road Fest 2019, Baylen Leonard, and I asked him how he thought the turnout was.
Oh, yeah, I'm really happy. You know, the sun is out, all the people are here, and the music is on, and everybody seems happy, so that makes me pretty happy.
Oh, it's really great. I mean, we're sitting here on the hay bales, you know,
yes,
talking, having this interview, and it's just incredible. What's different about the festival this year compared to last year? Because it's in its second year, I believe, that's
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this is the second year. Well, the heart of the festival is still there, but it's definitely a lot bigger. You know, so a lot more people have come this year because they heard about it, and it's great because it seems like most people who came last year have come again, so that means they must have enjoyed it, and they clearly told their friends. So
definitely. That's
definitely a difference. Some of the stages are a bit bigger. Most of them are the same, but, you know, whenever you throw any sort of party, you figure out, I should do that a little bit differently. There wasn't any major problems in year one, but, of course, you want things to grow. So you see kind of what works and what you could do better, and then you improve on that. So the festival site is definitely bigger as well. So I would say overall, it's just a little bit bigger and more people know about us, but it definitely still feels like the same festival that we wanted to make, you know.
Definitely. And in terms of people, I mean, I've been on social media, I saw in like the comments, you posted a picture outside the big sign, the Long Road,
yeah,
and as somebody put them like coming from France,
yeah,
overseas. That's incredible.
It's crazy. So I've seen that people have come over from Spain. As you mentioned, there's loads of people from France. I just met a load of people who came over from Germany. Obviously, we have loads of artists from America, but we also have some audience from America that came over, which blows my mind a little bit. But, you know, ultimately, this is a British festival. This is for the UK. This is to kind of help grow the scene in the UK and to celebrate country music in the UK. So, I'm just happy that everybody wants to come and experience it from wherever they are.
Yeah, no, definitely. You've done a great job with that. And I think you've brought a bit of America over here, you know, as well as mixing it with the UK.
Yeah.
I think that's probably why you're getting the people that are coming over, because you've got a good mix.
Yeah, hopefully. You know, obviously country music, most of the big acts that you're going to get are American, but I don't want to try and kind of you know, we're in Britain. You know, this is the UK, so I want this to be a UK festival. So there's just as much room here for UK artists as there are American artists. It just so happens that, you know, most of the names that you know are going to be from America. So anytime that you do something of this size, and certainly until we kind of get country music to where we want it to be in the UK and with UK country artists kind of profile raising, predominantly the artists are going to be American.
And how do you think, I mean, because you're the creative director of the festival, aren't you, so I'm sure you have a lot of input on how it's built up. How is that change? Is it starting to be a big change in the UK? Is it happening now? We spoke about this 6 months ago and it was growing. What changes have you seen in that time?
It's just, I think it's just continuing to go in that direction, you know, and certainly with the launch of more and more outlets for country music, you know, radio stations and television stations and more people that are focusing on country music, it just means that it's bringing it to more people across the UK. And I suppose also what's happening is that more and more people who didn't think that they liked country music are hearing songs that they like and then realize that they're country.
Yeah.
And so they realize, like, oh, country might not be necessarily what I thought it was. There's something in it for me as well.
That's the thing, I've been walking around and there's so many different, there's people that are really authentic, they're in their hats, they're
wearing boots,
then you've just got people here, you know, in their jeans, normal shoes, and I think again that's just, it's absolutely brilliant and you kind of feel at home.
Yeah, good, thank you.
Like the long road, it is the long road home.
That's what we want it to feel like. You know, that's why last year, you know, on that sign that you mentioned earlier, we have Welcome Home, Old Friend, and we wanted to kind of, you know, build into it that there's a legacy here. Even though we're a young festival, there's a legacy here for country music, and that there is, if you are a country fan, we want you to feel at home here. And if you're a music fan, we want you to feel at home here. So, yeah, that was a big part of what we're doing here.
I noticed the hot tubs as well. You've got hot tubs. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's new for this year. And Eric Pasley, who's on the main stage at the moment that you can hear in the background, just gave a shout out to the people in the hot tubs on the other side of the lake. Because you can be in that hot tub looking across the lake to where all the thousands of people are in front of the main stage, and you can still see and hear the main stage. And as Eric Pasley just proved, they can see you as well.
You've done that out really, really well.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. Do you think that there will be a Long Road 3 then?
There's absolutely a Long Road 3. I'm already booking it.
I mean, the lineup's already incredible, so...
Yeah, I leave on Tuesday to go straight to Nashville, where, for a couple of reasons, it's Americana Fest there, and we're taking some artists who are playing the Long Road here, we're taking them there, and then we're taking them on to the festival in my hometown in Bristol, Tennessee, to play a festival there called Rhythm and Roots, because we have some of those artists here playing our festival, so we're taking some UK artists to play those festivals, and we're calling that the Road to Tennessee. But yeah, I'm going there for that, and I'm also going there to continue booking artists for TLR 20.
Oh my goodness, well, it's been fantastic talking to you, and thank you for catching up with us.
That's a pleasure.
Again, let's hope there's a Long Road 3 and hopefully see you then.
There's definitely going to be a Long Road 3 and we will see you there.
When the morning comes, when the day is through, I will be with you forever and always.
When the days grow long, when the nights turn cold, I'll be here to hold you forever and always.
There's a light when I look in your eyes, shows me the strength of your heart. Even if we lose sight of each other, our love brings us back to the start, to the start, where I first found you,
where you first found me,
locked away and free.
shows me the strength of your heart. Even if we lose sight of each other, our love brings us back to the start.
To the start, where I first found you,
and where you first found me. Locked away and free forever and always, I will be with you forever and always.
But I know my flaws, so I'm trying to get better. But there's only one thing that really works for me. Put the Dixie Chicks on and drive. It's been a bad day. I'm getting home real late, and it feels like what I've been working for just went wrong. But what I don't know is that the radio is only seconds away from playing my favorite song. Back on the road,
Remember Monday with Drive there. We've got a lot of these sort of songs. It kind of fits with the Long Road Festival theme. Of course, I'm taking a look back at last weekend's festival, The Long Road 2019. Remember Monday performed on the Rhinestone stage. They're an English trio if you haven't heard of them before. Just starting out, they're really, really good, so check them out if you can. And before that was Sam Outlaw and Sarah Darling, Forever and Always. And Sam Outlaw also performed at the festival. Coming up, we have an interview with Thompson Square. I had a little chat with them while I was there, but here's their new track, Millionaires.
Well, hello there, Thompson Square. How are you both?
We're great.
How are you?
I am really well, thank you. Are you excited to be over here playing at the Long Road 2019?
This has been amazing. The whole trip, this whole tour has been crazy, and this is the midway point, and I don't see how it's going to get much better than this.
We just literally highlight of our career thus far. One of them was singing in the tent earlier.
Was it called the Interstate?
The Interstate tent.
Yeah.
We were just like, great crowd. Just feeling the love and appreciation, and it was really moving. It really was.
Are you shocked by coming over here and seeing the amount of country fans, in the UK? Does it shock you?
We've always known they were here.
Yeah.
We assume that they were here. We talk on our social media to several fans over here, and when are you coming over? When are you coming over? When are you coming over? You know, and we never could quite make it work before, but we are we have a different situation now, so it's like, yeah, it's encouraged. So, we said just book the flights. I don't care what's going on. Let's just do it. We're gonna do it. We're gonna start it. We gotta start building somewhere over there. And man, the reception has been, that's this huge thing. I'm not surprised there are fans here. I'm just surprised that there's Thompson Square fans here. And it's been such an amazing experience.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. I mean, we played your track, your new track, Millionaires, on Siren Radio a couple of weeks ago as track of the week.
Thank
that went
you.
Down really
that's
good.
Awesome.
Went down a storm. And hasn't that track been used on a Netflix series, The Ranch?
It has been.
How did that happen?
I'm a huge fan of The Ranch. Yeah. So to get that news, season, I think it was season 3 maybe, that it happened. Pretty big news.
I'm
a huge Ashton Kutcher fan too.
When he uses this song, we're like, yeah, sure. Why not?
Because that followed your track, because again I played it on my show because I'm quite a big fan of yours.
Thank you.
It's a masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great track. So
thank you.
Really, really
that
good.
One's pretty special to us.
What's the story behind it then?
I wrote that after the album was finished. That story, the last song comes in, and we went back in the studio and recorded it, and ended up changing the name of the album from Life to Masterpiece. And that song led us to a new recording contract, and it led us. That's the first single in the States. It was our first single in the UK. So it's a very special song to us. But I wrote that about our son. He's our masterpiece, and it was one of those early morning 5:30 a.m. wake up out of bed with that title in my head.
And let's give your son a shout out. What's his name?
Cooper Thompson. Yeah. So I woke up with that song title in my head and couldn't go back to sleep. So I got up and wrote it and played it for Shauna, and she was like, "That's one of my favorite things you've ever written." And so
it made me cry.
It was it's really cool because Cooper knows that his song's about him. So he's like, "Play my song." I want to hear Matt's piece, So it's really cute. But he's here with us today, actually.
I was going to say, do you bring him along? Does he get to come along?
He's here. Yeah, he'll run out on stage and sing. I mean, he loves singing his ABCs in front of thousands of people. So
you might be a trio.
I think that'd be great. I'll play background for him.
You take over. So what's your plans after the Long Road? Then are you heading back? Over
go to Scotland tomorrow, and then playing 2 more shows in England, and then back home. We have 4 more shows. We played 10 shows in 13 days. So,
do you get to sleep?
Not much. But the point was to come over and see what it's all about.
We wanted to do as much as possible in the time that we had here.
We only had a short window to get back to town and go to work. But I can't wait to come back. It's going to be...
Well,
I can't wait.
I sincerely hope you do, because you're very loved over here, and you're doing great things. So
very
yeah,
nice.
keep it going and come back to us.
Thank you very much.
We got holes in the floorboard. Got cracks in the window,
cracks in the window.
Got no money in the bank, no gas in the tank, no jingle in my jank. Baby, don't you think that we could take our love and turn it into money? We'd be rolling in the dough, let me tell you, honey, we'd be millionaires. You know that we'd be millionaires. If I could bottle your kiss, baby, you would think you'd be falling from the sky. We can make it.
hanging from the trees. Diamonds, swimming pools, anything you please. Honey, I'm just dreaming. But if we could take our love and turn it into money, we'd be rolling in the dough. Let me tell you, honey, we'd be millionaires. You know that we'd be millionaires. If I could follow your kiss, baby, you would think it'd be falling from the sky. We can make it rain. We'd be millionaires. You know that we'd be
Hi, you're listening to Flo Langhorne and this is the Midweek Drive Morning Edition on Siren Radio.
Hey, this is Els Bailey. You're listening to Sound and Country Vision on Siren Radio.
Oh, I promise I didn't know he was your man. I would have noticed a gold wedding band. I'd rather you hate me than not understand. Oh, Diane. You picked the time and the place. Don't know how much this hurts. I gave him my heart to break. Now I know he broke yours first. Lying right there in my bed while he was lying to you. Believing the words that he said. How could we be such fools? And all those nights that he's given to me, I wish that I could give them back to you. Diane, I promise I didn't know he was your man.
The lovely Cam there with Diane, and of course she played on the Sunday at the Long Road Festival 2019. This is a special show dedicated just to the festival, and yes, she's actually done a song with Sam Smith and Diplo, so if you're not a country fan, she caters for all. Coming up, we we have an interview with Josh Turner. I spoke to him at the festival. He was Sunday's headliner. So we've got that to look forward to. But first, let's have some Arkansas Dave. He performed on the front porch stage. He was really, really good. A little unwell, actually, but his performance was still very good. And this is Bad Water.
My knees pray that dirty damn water that took my soul away. From me, drown my sorrows way down in water so deep. Savior in, then Jesus
came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claim for my own. Then like the blind man, God gave back his sight.
To get, you know, long over flight. To the UK, a long, long flight. But you're here and that's brilliant. How do you feel about headlining the Long Road Fest 2019?
Oh, I'm really excited about it. You know, I've been wanting to come to England for a long time. And, you know, part of me feels bad about it taking so long for me to get over here. But on another hand, you know, I'm kind of glad it took me, you know, this long, because I'm coming over here now as an established artist, yeah, with, you know, a deep catalog of music, yeah, that people have been able to make a part of their life. And so the demand has just increased, you know, over the years. And so coming over here for the first time, it's really just kind of made my job a lot easier. You know, I don't have to tell people who I am. They already kind of know, and yeah, they just want to be able to hear me and be entertained. And so like I say, it's just it's been a breeze so far.
So really, because the festival here is obviously, it's in its second year, it was kind of made for you taking the long road, you know.
Yeah,
you've got here, you're
absolutely
here. But where did it all begin for you, you know, music wise
I started singing in church when I was probably 4 or 5 years old. I didn't realize it at the time, obviously, because I was so young, yeah, but my parents knew from a very early age that I had the talent to sing. And so, you know, the first country song I ever sang in front of a crowd, I was 13. And then 4 short years later, I started playing guitar and writing songs. And then, you know, then I started thinking about possibly making a career out of it, because when I was 13 and I sang the country song in front of a crowd, the reaction that I got that night was something I'd never experienced before, and I knew that I wanted to experience it again and again and again. So it sparked a passion in me. You know, it was something that it became a dream of mine.
Yeah.
Pretty shortly after that, and I just kind of started working on honing my craft and figuring out who I was. And so, you know, up until the point that I started playing guitar and writing songs, I didn't really know what my sound was. I didn't know, you know, I hadn't found my voice yet. And so when I started writing my own material, I didn't have, you know, another artist or an original version to base, you know, how to sing the song on, so I had to figure it out on my own. And so that was when I really kind of discovered, you know, what Josh Turner music was all about.
In the early days, didn't you, I think if I've done my research correctly, you started a gospel quartet?
I did.
Is that correct?
Yeah. We weren't professionals, but...
Does that kind of music still have an influence on the music you're making today? Is that part of it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the song Without Him on this I Serve a Savior record, is actually one of the songs that we used to sing as a quartet. So, you know, it's all kind of come full circle for me. And I've always loved, you know, that kind of music. I'm not as well versed in that genre as I am with country music, because as a Christian, I feel like I've been called into country music. And, you know, it's just where my heart's always been. It's the talent that I have and, you know, the whole, you know, package. But like I say, as a Christian, you know, these songs on this I Serve a Savior project, you know, material and subject matter wise, lyrically, it's the most important thing in my life, you know. So when I went into making this record, I wasn't thinking about radio or, you know, record sales or awards or anything like that. It was all about going in and being respectful and reverent about what I was singing about. And so it's a varied collection of songs. I didn't want to go in and just do a album of hymns and all that. I wanted to really kind of showcase gospel music in a lot of different forms. So we have everything from Swing Low Sweet Chariot to my cover, my version of I Saw the Light, the old Hank Williams classic. The title track is one that I wrote. There's also a song on there that was written by my wife and my oldest son.
Yeah.
And then we have the, you know, the Bobby Osborne or the Osborne Brothers song that was written by Loretta Lynn, I Pray My Way Out of Trouble. You know, so it's just, you know, Amazing Grace, How Great Thou Art. I mean, you know, it's just, there's a lot to offer, you know, on this record.
So if you could put, I'm going to put you on the spot here, but you might not off the top of your head, if you could put 5 tracks, you know, maybe like the soundtrack to your life, if you could pick 5 tracks, what would they be? That's probably a hard one because there's probably many.
Yeah.
But you seem to have a very good background, you know, country background. So.
Well, Don Williams' song, Lord Have Mercy on a Country Boy, I can relate to that song. And I actually cut that song. I did that song on one of my records. I guess it was the Your Man record that I did that on. Let's see, Long Black Train, I think, is a defining song for me in my life and my career, because I wrote it by myself and it's become my signature song, and
very
it's changed
song.
My life in so many different ways. Then beyond that, you know, Randy Travis's Digging Up Bones, although subject matter wise, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with me and my life, but that was the first country song I sang in front of a crowd. So that has a lot of significance with who I am and my story and my journey. Let's see, two more. Probably Is It Raining at Your House by Vern Gosden. It's a very bittersweet ballad by a singer that I've idolized for a long time, because he's really taught me a lot about, you know, how to sing country music, because, you know, his nickname was The Voice, and that was not by accident, because, you know, Vern was probably one of the best, if not the best country singers, you know, we've ever had, because he could wring every bit of emotion out of every word that came out of his mouth, and he really just made you feel what he was singing about. And so if he was singing a sad song, which he sang a lot of sad songs, I mean, you felt sorry for him, because you could just hear his heart breaking when he sang the song. So that's one of my favorite songs. And then beyond that, man,
last one.
Anything by Hank Williams, probably, because you know, Hank was just one of a kind. He was the first country music superstar. He wrote so many songs in such a short amount of time. He died at 29 years old, and man, you know, just what a talent. I mean, you know, the how simple he made everything, and he really just added to, you know, the story of country music and just the credibility of country music and just, I don't know, he was something else. So.
Well, thank you so much for speaking to me today. Your sound check sounded fantastic, so people are in for a treat tonight.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
Thank you, Josh Turner.
Yeah, thank you.
I wondered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. For the ride, praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Well, there we go. We had to play the original track by Hank Williams, I Saw the Light, after Josh Turner's brilliant cover, actually, I must say. I think my producer Alex here quite liked the cover, didn't you, Alex? He's nodding. Anyway, next up, we're going to play another track. We're going to play Glen Campbell's Rhinestone Cowboy. On the Sunday before Josh actually took to the stage, they played this because they've named the stage the Rhinestone Stage, so what better song to play? So here it is, Rhinestone Cowboy.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a coming over.
Watching from my window, the curtain coming down. A blue as black as morning, a silence like a sound that rattles at the cages that hold my heart and mind. I call my name to wonder just what I hope to find. A bird so high above the fray, what should he mean to me? This crooked song gone crazy, the swaying arms of trees that wave to me like the hungry waiting for the tide. My tipping boat still hoping I might reach the other side. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm on my way. Lord, if you love me, keep me, I pray. A little bird is stretching out to the shimmering, shaking blue. Don't know where I'm going, but I know what to do. I don't know the hour that finds me in this room. Around my feet and still no sugar in my spoon, but I've only got the taste for something sweet as thyme, not bottled on the table but still hanging on the vine.
Rhiannon Giddens there with I'm On My Way, and she's best known as Hallie from the drama series Nashville. You've probably seen her there. If you're a country fan, you've probably watched the series. And she, of course, played on the Interstate stage at the Long Road Fest 2019. And that really wraps up the show. I hope you've enjoyed a little taste of the Long Road Festival. As you heard from Bailing at the beginning of the show, it will be back for a third year. But that's it. And to play us out, we've got Country Roads, Take Me Home by John Denver.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home.
Taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye, country road.